Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. Please like, comment, follow, and subscribe, and you can download for free. That way you never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. Today's episode is part two, continuation with a conversation I had with Boss Lady, Shot Caller, gospel music industry icon, businesswoman, mother, grandmother, and a whole lot more, Vicky Mack Latayad. So you talked about, you know, the Lord has allowed you to have some great opportunities, and those opportunities in turn blessed his people. What's the one thing that you've worked on or been able to be involved with or create that you feel most proud of pouring into the kingdom?
I think it was just having Gospel Centric starting that record label, because it changed the trajectory of everything. And we wanted to, we used to have this thing where we would have a statement of purpose. And in that, we said we wanted to reach millions with the good news of Jesus Christ through our music and our label. And we did that, you know. And so I think that's the, I'm sure that's the thing that really. And then the second thing was that I was able to pay my dad back. For the money he put into us and, you know, really bless them. I was able to buy them a car and pay off their house, things like that.
Your father, wasn't that part of his retirement money?
Yes, I took his postal retirement money.
And what a great return. He had faith in his daughter and faith that God would work this thing.
But, you know, he never doubted me. So when I told him, I said, Daddy, I can't get, you know, nobody will give me a loan and stuff. And he says, well, I have this money. And he says, and I'm sure you're going to do well. We've gotten a great education for you. You've done well. I'm proud of you. And he says, I'm sure. He had no doubt. No doubt whatsoever. And I was just thinking, I got to get this money back to my father. So the main thing was I had to get at least 40,000 in sales on Kirk. That was, and I wanted to get 20 or so on Donald, and 40 would let me pay my dad back. And that was going to be hard because the average sales in gospel were like 20,000 or so. Other than some special pieces, you know, the numbers were very low, especially a new artist. Oh gosh. And when I got that money back, because that's all I was concentrating on, I got to get my dad his postal retirement money back with my parents, you know. So I was really.
You were ecstatic when they came through, and especially your dad had this faith in you that you would do well. He's the one that had no doubt.
He's the one that had no doubt. That's right. He's the one that had no doubt. I was praying every day. But, you know, it's kind of funny, and it's a blessing, too, because when you have a dad like that, then how much greater is God than your own father who believes in you, you know? So you do get a certain kind of faith that I can do it. You know, I can do it. I can do it. I'm not going to say I wasn't scared sometimes, because I was.
But, you know, Daddy had your back, and then your Heavenly Father. Definitely.
That's right. And my mom, too. Mom. So, you know, and but my dad in particular, you know, and he was like, I know you'll do it. And then when people would ask him later, he says, oh, I knew she was going to do it. It still fascinates me.
Still fascinating.
Yeah, it does.
Well, moving on from your music career and all these great things that you've done. So now you've got Carfitables. How did that come about?
My husband and I were in the car, and we were talking to somebody, and we were laughing. And my oldest daughter was saying, you guys, to stay relevant, you should do something online. And I said, I don't know what to do. But we were talking to our friends and Kiki, and basically in the car, she said, you know, this stuff is funny. Because she'd always fall out laughing when we were talking to each other or talking on the phone. She said, this is what you should do. And just talk to your friends and let people kind of be a fly on the wall and, you know, let them learn some things and learn about you, because y'all are funny. And that's how it started.
You all actually are. I've been in your presence. So, and people don't know Claude is as funny as he is.
No,
they have no idea.
He's really serious. He's really funny. And when he gets going, I'm like, oh, Lord, I just go, here we go. But, you know, he's from Haiti. And when I met him, he was very shy and this computer nerd, because he's extremely bright, mm-hmm. and was quiet, but he's also on Omega Sci-Fi.
I did not know that.
Yes, he is. He's part of the Divine Nine, and every now and then I would see it pop out, and then when he got with his brothers and stuff, I go, oh, wait a minute. So yeah, he's hilarious, actually.
Oh, I didn't, but you know what? See, now you told me something I did not know about Claude. Now tell me something that people would never ever guess about you.
About me, mm-hmm. is that I love needlepoint. And perfume.
I know about the perfume, but I did not know about needlepoint. I know about the scents because we've talked about the scents, but girl, not needlepoint. What have you created so far that you really love?
A lot of pillows. I bought one thing that's like a rug. I have so many canvases. I don't know if I'll ever finish them. I haven't picked it up in a year or so, and I got to get back to it. But now my fingers are getting a little. I love them. Some of those canvases, girl, that I bought are $200 and $300 just for the canvas.
Wow.
And then you do the thread. So I gave them to a few people, but I don't give them to a lot of people because they don't really appreciate it. They don't understand what's going on with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're hand painted. But I love needlepoint, and my new hobbies is fragrances. But needlepoint is a passion of mine. Yeah, I know people probably wouldn't guess that one.
They would never, ever, ever, ever guess that. Now, turning into...
I've been doing it for years.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, turning to like social issues of the time, what is the one thing that's going on now that you have a lot of thoughts on and opinions about?
Oh, gosh. I've got opinions on so many. I'm a highly opinionated person. Well, the new thing that I'm concerned about is Black women and potential uterine cancer because of relaxers, hair relaxers. That's my new pulpit and my new big concern right now. And the gentleman who worked with George Floyd is heading up the lawsuit. And I'm into natural hair, very much so. But this whole thing that, they've always said our rate of cancer, uterine cancer, and fibroids are very high. And now they're finding that relaxers may be the culprit. And so...
part of that, because, I'm one of those folks that suffered from fibroids and had multiple surgeries. From those, and that's another reason why I don't have any children going through that. It was horrible. Yeah, they had 3 surgeries around the whole fibroid issue.
But they are now starting to link that potentially. I'll say, just to keep us both okay. But potentially to these relaxers. But you figure this is the same stuff they use to clean pipes and toilets and all that. That lime stuff. So they're finding this is the new case. So that I'm concerned about so many things, but
that's the main one
right now. Issues, Black women's issues. Yeah, right now this whole thing with
relaxers and the lie that was in there, and then they came up with these no lie relaxers.
If it's melting that hair so it wants to get straight. It's a concern, and so I'm very concerned about that right now.
Okay.
I think that's going to be ongoing.
So what other things are you work before we go? What are you working on right now that you can share?
That I can share. Mm-hmm. Well, I have a new product coming out. I'm because I have a lot of allergies. So I have a nut spread coming out soon, a no-nut spread coming out soon, no-nut spread. And I'll just leave it at that, so I'm not going to say the name right now, but I have that for people that have nut allergies. And, of course, I have my publishing doing that.
Okay.
My husband and I are advocates in the music industry with something called the CMPA, Christian Music and Publishers Association, I think, but it's the one that has the lobbying. So we went and lobbied in Washington, D.C. at the Black Caucus. And we actually got to talk to the new young man that's taking Nancy Pelosi's place.
Oh, Hakeem Jeffries. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So we just got to meet him. And so we're doing our to see in that way. And being a grandmother girl, that is my joy. One of my grandsons is autistic. Mm-hmm. And so I've gotten very involved in that whole area, which is the whole thing, because I'm concerned with why are so many people autistic these days.
Yeah, why? Since the 2000s especially, it's like, well, what's going on?
I don't know, but it's I think that's a problem, but he's an incredible young man. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we're just looking into everything possible so that he can have the best life possible. He's really incredible, and he's very smart, academically very,
very, very smart.
Very smart, yeah. Because, you know, people like Elon Musk, dare I say his name, he's on the spectrum, and Einstein was on the spectrum, and just depends on where you fall on the spectrum, but yeah.
Because some on the spectrums are geniuses.
Some are. Mm-hmm. Most aren't, but some are. My grandson is academically very smart. He's not a big conversationalist yet. So
not yet.
Working on that. Working on that. Not yet, but we're working on that. And then I have my other grandson. But that is taking up a lot of time. And, you know, just studying and talking with other people about this area. And especially what it does to young black men on the spectrum, it can be very dangerous. So, you know, there's a lot more that you have to do, I feel, if you have a young black man in particular on the spectrum. A lot of the females on the spectrum, they know how to mask, and they're very different. But males on the spectrum, it presents itself differently. So, and black men, period, with it, you just have to be careful with them, with the police and everything else, you know? And schools can be very, we've had some incidences with schools, and they can just look down at them and think they're dumb, and it can be really horrible.
I've worked in the schools before and taught school, and actually I've had to have children on the spectrum in the classroom. Yeah, young men in the classroom. Yeah, so I am very familiar with that. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's something that I think, you know, in the African-American community too, we need to put as much in to that as possible. Like I said, I'm trying to figure out why the heck so many are coming with this now. It's bothering me. You know, because I have a niece, well, she's really a cousin, but a niece who also is under two and on the spectrum. I'm like, what the heck is going on?
Yeah, because when we were coming up, we did not hear of all these large amounts of numbers of children on the spectrum like that.
Right. And I mean, if they were, it was very slight. It's not like it's presenting itself now.
Right.
It's crazy. So, yeah. So all of that together is keeping me very busy.
I see. So
being a wife, girl, celebrating 42 years.
Oh, praise the Lord. See, 42 years and I haven't even got one.
42 years.
42 years.
I don't know how I did it myself.
With the help of the Lord. With the help of the Lord.
Without Jesus, it would be totally impossible.
Totally impossible. So, Vicky Mac Latayat, who they have called Icon and Shot Caller, how can people find Carfitable Talks? And then how can they find you to connect with you on social media?
Yeah, the best way is Instagram is my favorite. I'm on Facebook, but not as much. But I think it's Vicky. You can find me Vicky Mac Latayat on Instagram. And it's either Vicky, V-I-C-K-I, Latayat, L-A-T-A-I-L-L-A-D-E on Facebook. The best way with me right now, though, is to put something in my DM.
Okay.
On Instagram is the very best way.
All right, then. Well, thank you, dear sister, for sharing your story with us today. We can share it with other women and people out there and encourage and inspire and uplift them and let them know that you can do this, too. If that is your purpose and gift, keep the faith.
That's exactly right. Thank you so much, Lynn.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you so much again for your time.
Oh, no worries. No worries.
So thanks once again for joining us today. Now, make sure you subscribe right now. That way, you will never, ever miss an episode of this uplifting, encouraging, and inspiring show. Now, if you want to reach me, Lynn Woods, you can find me on Twitter. That's at Lynn Woods, LINWOODS, or Instagram at Lynn Woods 96, or Facebook or LinkedIn at Lynn Woods. This has been the Lynn Woods Gospel Entertainment Podcast, where we talk to inspire. God bless.